Welcome to the Dr. Janine Show. I'm Dr. Janine Bowring, naturopathic doctor, and today's topic is part two. So I'm talking about what your poop says about your health. And this is a continuation from part one. And I want you to stay tuned for the entire show. We've got great topics that I'll be covering today in terms of having a healthy digestive tract. But stay tuned because remember, every show we do have the trivia section and I want you to participate. You don't have to get the questions right. I'll have five quiz questions as I do every week. You don't have to get those quiz questions answered correctly. Just do your best. Anybody who's participating will be entered to win this prize from our great sponsors at VitaTree who make this program possible. So we thank them. I thank everybody who's here. Make sure that you are following Team Dr. Jane on TikTok because if you are out and on Instagram as well, if you are our lucky winner, we have to be able to reach out to you. Make sure that you're following me as well. If you're new to my channel, welcome in. I'm Dr. Janine, naturopathic doctor, sharing all things natural and how to deal today's focusing in on the digestive tract, how to deal with some of the most common issues that people can run into with poor digestion. If you do have questions and comments throughout the show, please share them in the comment section. I appreciate all the love, all the gifts that are going to come through. I know a lot of my regulars are already here this morning. So hello, and I see Jamila is here as well. Hello, hello to Jamila, Melbourne, Fi. Who else did I have here? Savage in me, sweet Jerry. I hope I didn't miss anybody. And as I see your names coming through, I know that all my girls are here on Instagram as well. So it's great to have you all here and no matter where you're tuning in from. So we are streaming live on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, and on TikTok. And enjoy the show. Please share it with someone as well. So just hit that share button, share it with a few friends right now so that they, you know, if they haven't yet seen the program, they will get some great information as well. Well, okay, so let's start off with different issues. So let's talk about constipation and different and the most common causes of constipation. So top of the list, I would have to say lack of fiber in the diet can cause a slowing of the evacuation process and constipation. Lack of grounding. So you know that I'm a big proponent of getting grounded and doing that, bringing those negative electrons from the earth into our body. What is grounding? It means getting outside with bare feet on the earth, whether that's on concrete, on sand, which is my favorite, or on the grass, on the ground. You've got to get grounded, especially first thing in the morning. Very, very important. Really helps with entraining your body and your microbiome with the local environment, but more importantly, with the electromagnetism of the earth and those electrons coming in the body are very, very important to keep your digestive tract moving as well. So that may be one of the things that you haven't thought about in terms of, you know, getting your bowels moving, but that grounding is very important. Another cause for constipation is lack of essential fatty acids. So having the right amount of the healthy fats in the diet is really important. It's like a lubricant. It really helps with healthy cell membranes, helps to keep things moving. Lack of fluids as well. So are you drinking enough good quality water and other, you know, fluids? Very, very important for your digestion and to keep things moving. As well as, you know, certain supplements and medications can cause constipation. We know that that's a direct correlation. So whether it's iron supplements, very, very commonly can slow down the bowels. Other painkillers as well, things like aspirin, ibuprofen can cause constipation and other medications as well. So certainly, you know, if it's something that you're looking for to find natural solutions for why you're taking painkillers or other medications, then this is something that you can definitely investigate and check out, you know, all of my content that I do share because I do have a lot of natural tips for different scenarios as to, you know, maybe it is pain, maybe it is inflammation. So there definitely are natural healthy alternatives, some of which I'll talk about in today's show as well. Lack of movement. So if you're not exercising, if you're not moving appropriately and enough, then this can be a problem as well. And this can cause constipation. So I'm a big proponent again of regular exercise, movement. Yoga is fantastic for constipation. And especially if you're doing the twisting postures, this can be really, really helpful to sort of wring out the internal organs and get things moving. And let's talk about the mind-body connection. One of the causes for constipation, which again, you may not have thought about, is guilt. So if you're holding on to things, if you're holding on to past emotional garbage, resentment, guilt, and you're holding on, think about the bowels, holding on, not letting things go, that can be a cause for constipation as well. And it's amazing because people will do everything right. They may do the fiber, the water, the essential fatty acids, the enzymes, getting digestion going. And it's not going, well, it could be because of that mind-body connection and that mental block. And that's something that you have to do some work around, maybe some meditation, letting go. Journaling is very helpful for this as well. Okay, so I've got a question. Have you ever experienced constipation when you travel? So you go somewhere, you go to a new location, just give me a yes in the comments. I want to see that. I want to see if anybody has ever experienced this. It is very, very common, and I'm going to give you sort of my synopsis as to why this happens based on energy medicine and based on our connection with the earth. Yes, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot W2F. I like that handle name. Shelly Willig, you say yes. Black Equine, yes, yes, yes. Amama's Zav, oh my God, yes. Mr. Jinx, yes. I see a lot of you are with me here that you've traveled. Love is Beautiful, 007, Black Equine 13, Melbourne After a Long Plane Ride, Jean 18, 1182, Atwal. Yes, I see that we're all on the same page here. Very, very common. Sorry. And Instagram has some yeses. Patty and Diva Organic. Yes, I think a lot of people have experienced this. So when you travel, you get to your new, Nadia as well, you get to your new destination and you're constipated. Things do not move. Okay, well, this is my synopsis on the situation. Based on what I know in energy medicine and our, of course, our chakras, our energy centers, it makes me think of a trip that I had in the jungle in Costa Rica. And we had a guide who was able to show us with his pointer. He had a laser pointer that way off, probably about a kilometer away, there was a sloth up in the tree. And did you know that sloths only come down to defecate, to poop, once a week? So they make that journey down to the ground. And why do they do that? Well, it's because of safety, because that is their most vulnerable position, is down on the ground when they come down to poop once a week. So I liken this to traveling as humans, because in terms of our first chakra and the lower part of our digestive tract is all about grounding. So when we go to a new location, we're not necessarily grounded. We're not necessarily knowing that it's a safe situation where we've landed. Think about it. You've gone on, you know, to a different country on an airplane. You're going to even, you know, you could travel a couple hours if it's not your home environment. You're in a new location. How safe is that in terms of, you know, our energy medicine and connecting with the earth? And now we have a circadian rhythm mismatch, and now we're not grounded, and now it may not necessarily be safe for us to have that healthy bowel movement. So that's my take on it. And this is something that I, you know, in my own revelations on the last trip that I took, I'm like, oh, that's interesting. What's the first thing I'm going to do? And this is my first tip, is to get grounded. So when you arrive, next time you travel, you arrive at your new location, you've got to get grounded. So get outside. And I did this with my husband. We took our shoes off. Everybody thought we were crazy. We took our shoes off. We were in a winery, took our shoes off, connected with the earth, connected with big rocks around me. You actually saw maybe my TikTok. If you follow me on TikTok, you've seen this video and on my other social platforms. Take off the shoes, get grounded in your new location. This does wonders for your circadian rhythms, but gets things moving as well for your bowels. Another thing that I do is I don't go anywhere without using my full body detox supplement. So I promise we'll put links in about that, you know, regime that I have in the description in this video as it lives, you know, on social media after the fact here on YouTube, and also proper hydration. So always making sure that you are properly hydrated, and hot teas, so hot water will, and even coffee will help to get things moving a little bit better than cold water will, in my, you know, experience over the years. And that's something that I've always recommended for my patients, is to drink a lot of hot water, like up to 10 cups of plain hot water. You can put some lemon in there. A herbal tea will do this as well to stimulate the movement of those bowels. So if you're just tuning in, welcome in. I'm Dr. Janine. Today I'm talking about what your poop says about your health. This is part two. And I want to say hello to on Facebook to Sonia Arletta. Nice to see you. On YouTube, MDL Loom. It's great to see you. On TikTok, we have Newfie Mama 1992 and Leah Baby XOX. Nice to see you all. Thank you for everybody for tuning in today. We're talking all about poop. And if you've seen the famous, you know, poop tray, of course, when we talked about constipation, that would be commonly, you know, this kind of poop. So something that has been sitting in the intestines a little bit too long and the water has been drawn out because of that lack of movement, maybe some of the other reasons that we talked about for that constipation. If this is happening, so a very large, hard stool that's hard to pass, that can be the constipation as well. Of course, the smaller rabbit pellets, which I got to dig down for here on my poop platter, they're way down here. The little rabbit pellets, again, very common with chronic constipation. What you're aiming for a healthy poop, just as a reminder, a refresher, is that gold standard S-shaped smooth poop. This would also be acceptable if there's some little markings on the outside of the poop. But that's kind of what we're looking for, a dark sinker ideally. Okay, let's move on to loose stools now, so diarrhea. Now, one of the most common causes of having loose stools is if you're trying to push your toxins out a little bit too quickly and in the wrong way. So a lot of people doing detoxes and cleanses, especially this time of year now in springtime, can cause themselves to have some loose stools and diarrhea. And one of the drawbacks of most of the detoxes and cleanses on the market is that they're very powerful. They focus just on the bowel, the large intestines. And one of the commonly used detox herbal medicines is senna. And senna is very contractive to the large intestine, can really push things through. It's in teas as well, you know, these slimming teas and things that you may have experienced can be habit forming. So here's the drawback of taking senna long-term and chronically is that you've got to be a little bit careful because you can form a reliance on taking that to keep things moving. That's not necessarily what you want to do. Again, that's why I'm a big proponent and my first tip here for, you know, diarrhea caused by detoxing and cleansing, of course, is to do a full body detox where you're focusing in on all of the internal organs as part of that detox regime, not just on the large intestine. So again, I promise that, you know, what I usually recommend, it will be in the description of this video on YouTube so that you can see and get more information about that. Now, the other thing that we have to think about is fixing the microbiome. So something that's very common is called leaky gut syndrome. And this is where the tight junctions, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see those tight junctions in the small intestine, they actually open up. And that's not something necessarily that's the healthiest thing because now undigested food particles, some of the bugs I'm going to show you, the parasites, the candida can pass through. And now your immune system is mounting a response to these undigested or these, you know, less favorable organisms that are passing into the bloodstream. And this is not a situation that we want. This means a lot of gas, bloating. It could be diarrhea. It could be constipation as well. So let's look really quickly at a healthy versus unhealthy microbiome. So in a healthy gut, a healthy microbiome has a great balance, a great diversity of different gut bugs. And yes, they are live microorganisms in the gut. And this is what we want. This means good digestion. This means beautiful skin, healthy skin barrier function. This is longevity. This is our immune system. So over 80% of our immunity actually comes from having that healthy microbiome. So this is what we want. And that means getting the right probiotics. So Acidophilus, Bifidus, you know, Bifidobacterium bifidum. These are my favorite strains of probiotics. If you're going to take a probiotic as a supplement, this is something that's really important to have that right balance. Now, what happens in the unhealthy microbiome, I'm going to show this little guy here, not so healthy. And we can see that there's other bugs and parasites. And I'm going to show you some pictures of some pretty menacing gut bugs that can be in there and intestinal worms and parasites in just a moment. So don't go anywhere. Don't get freaked out because we need to know these things. We've got to clean up this environment. And that's why, again, doing full body detox, I'm all about doing parasite cleansing and regular parasite cleansing as part of your health routine to keep yourself healthy. More importantly, think about that healthy immune system, really, really important for your overall immunity. And this is why in the news, I won't really talk about specific subjects, but, you know, we've heard about anti-parasitic drugs and agents being used to help immunity for different reasons. That's all I'm going to say. But there is validity to this. We've got to clean up that microbiome. We've got to clean up some of, you know, that mess that's happening in the gut. So thanks for staying tuned, everybody. Everybody who's just tuning in today, it's great to see you. Thank you for sharing today's live. I appreciate that. Thanks for all the love that you've sent. 14.5K likes already on TikTok. Love it. Love it. Hello on YouTube to Paula27. Nice to see you. And Michelle Freedom Lifestyle on TikTok. Thank you for tuning in. It's great to see you all today. Okay, let's talk a little bit about floating stools. So there's a lot of misconceptions, and I think a lot of I've even heard and seen misinformation online and on social media about what a healthy poop should look like. And people are saying, oh, floating stool, that's, you know, what you're looking for. That's a good kind of poop. I disagree. We actually want our stool to sink and be a dark sinker. As I said earlier, if you're just tuning in, here's my poop tray. If you're having lighter colored stools that are floating and on the surface, this one is the one, I hate to be graphic, I hope nobody's having their lunch or their dinner or their breakfast right now. The meatball is the one that I talked about earlier, the meatball poop, but this is the chicken nugget poop. So if you've got the lighter sort of chicken nugget looking poops that are floating, that can mean that you are not digesting your fats appropriately. So you could be lacking in the lipases, the digestive enzymes that help you to break down your fat, but you could also have compromised liver and gallbladder function. So remember, when we look at Lucy, the gallbladder, maybe you've had your gallbladder removed even, and that's all the more reason that you need those special enzymes, which I'll mention in just a second, to help to break down your fat. So that's very common to have light floating stools after gallbladder removal, but maybe your gallbladder function's compromised. If you still have your gallbladder, maybe your liver secretion of your bile is compromised as well. So these are, you know, things to be aware of, that your body is again telling you that things aren't exactly 100% normal. And this is something that can definitely be helped naturally. And that's why I share the information that I do. And that's why so many, you know, people who pick up on, you know, learning natural content from my channel, which I love, that you can actually help yourself and help your body to get healthier. Okay, so my first tip for floating stools, again, is to do the full body detox and using herbal medicines specifically to target all of those internal organs and, you know, alleviate that stress on the organs because of those extra toxins that the body's holding on to. Another tip is to use digestive enzymes and a full spectrum digestive enzyme that helps to break down your carbs, your fats, and your protein. So that's really important, especially focusing in on the lipases to break down the fats. And I prefer a plant-based enzyme. So that's something, again, that we'll share links in the video below. Now, also tomorrow, excuse me, on TikTok, I go through protocols with what exactly we can do and which supplements we can put together. So I'm going to need a little break. I think we're going to go to a commercial break. I'll be right back in a second. Okay, so welcome back. So talking about now, another tip is to use turmeric with curcumin. So this is really important for liver gallbladder function, helps with your bile secretion. So this is an important go-to, especially if your gallbladder has been removed. You still have to ensure that you have your proper bile salt secretion, and that's important with your liver function. And that's one of the reasons why I love turmeric. And you can see the bright coloredness. So these are actually, excuse me, I've got this frog in my throat today. These are actually clear capsules, but the turmeric has that bright color inside. So that's the turmeric powder and the standardized curcumin inside. So that really, really important for floating stools and to get your stools moving appropriately. Okay, if you're just tuning in, welcome in. I'm Dr. Janine. This is the Dr. Janine Show that you're watching. Thank you for following. Thank you for sharing today's live. And thank you for paying attention, because we do have our quiz section coming up. So don't go anywhere. It's coming up very shortly, where we play for a new prize every week. So this week we're playing for the Vita Detox from our great sponsors at Vita Tree. So don't go anywhere. And you don't have to get the quiz questions correct. So it's fun for everyone. As long as you're participating, you are randomly, potentially randomly selected to be our winner for this week. So don't go anywhere. That's coming up in just a second. Okay, let's talk really quickly about watery stool. So one of the most common causes for having a watery stool is having some of these bad bugs in the system. So it could be a virus. If there's a lot of nausea, that usually points again to the fact that there is a virus that you've picked up. Different parasites as well. And depending on the type of parasite that you are in contact with, that you've either ingested, haven't been exposed to, inhaled, have stepped on, and has gotten into your system, that will determine, you know, the length of time or the incubation period between your actual exposure and not feeling so well and maybe having the watery stool. So one of the most common ones that can cause this is called cyclospora, and this can cause watery diarrhea. Usually there's no pain involved. There's not a lot of cramping that comes with this, but the incubation period is about 10 to 14 days after your exposure to this bug. Now, it can come and go as well, and that's why doing a parasite protocol, a parasite cleansing protocol, is very, very important to ensure that you are able to eliminate, you know, these bugs. And there's a certain way of doing parasite protocols, and a very specific way, and you take a break, you start for a bit, you take a break. And that's something that I'll share in my live tomorrow, as I do. So usually around noon, I know you're going to ask me, usually, I think 1 p.m. tomorrow. Am I correct? My team behind the scenes, 1 p.m. for our live tomorrow on TikTok. Yes. Yeah, so come back then and I'll go through all the protocols. Another one is cryptosporidiosis. And this is, again, crypto. It doesn't look like Bitcoin, does it? Ha, that's my joke for today. This one is, again, a common parasite, and it can cause fever. So this one's a little bit more invasive, can cause nausea as well, and some weight loss. So this one, again, it's something that you definitely have to get a handle on. You've got to do your due diligence to get it, you know, tested. It's not always positive in a testing, especially on depending on which type of lab and where you're getting your test done from in terms of diagnosing parasites. So this is something that is often overlooked, and then, in my opinion, not properly treated. So it's something that you can definitely learn more about, and, you know, doing regular parasite cleansing, very, very important. There's other bacteria that can cause watery stools, such as E. coli, very, very common, C. difficile, and of course, salmonella with the good old food poisoning. So what do we do to treat these things and the watery stool? Well, we definitely want to do a regular parasite protocol, so a parasite cleanse, and doing it in a very specific way. Taking digestive enzymes will help to weaken the walls on the outside of those parasites, very important. And usually I recommend doing the full body detox as a part of doing your parasite cleansing and even candida cleansing, which we didn't talk about, to ensure that you get rid of those toxins that go along with some of these bugs as well. Now, some of my favorite herbal medicines to kill parasites and other bacteria that can be in the gut, and remember that unhealthy gut situation, that unhealthy microbiome, which can compromise your overall immunity as well. One of my favorites is black walnut. So this is known as Juglans nigra or Juglans regia. And the key chemical compound in black walnut is called juglone. And it's very effective, and there's been studies done that it's effective against a few different bugs. So let's talk about a few of them. So ringworm and candida would be one. Candida, this is candida that's blown up in a petri dish, and you can see that that's what it looks like. Very, very common. A lot of people who have, you know, chronic cravings for carbohydrates and sweets and alcohol. You may have a white coating on your tongue. You could have foggy thinking. You could have a lot of gas and bloating. Often this is the culprit, and that's one of the reasons why I love black walnut, amongst some other herbal medicines that I'll mention that help to kill the candida. Here's another one, the tapeworm. Again, black walnut has been known to help to kill the tapeworm. Very important. Pinworms and threadworms are different types of roundworms. So the black walnut is effective against these as well, and other parasites in the intestines as well. Now, we know that black walnut can help, again, with hookworm. And the reason why it's called hookworm is that it actually has these fangs that hook onto the intestinal walls. And it's more common than you think. So you don't have to travel anywhere. This is a big misconception. People think, oh, you've got to travel to pick up parasites and things. It's not the case. These are very common, you know, where I live in Canada, in the US, really anywhere worldwide, you can pick up these common parasites. And flukes, which can be in the blood, they can be in the liver, they can be in the brain as well. And here's the protozoa. I mentioned these, a few of these in the previous slide that I was talking about. So very, very common. What do you do about them? Well, again, using the herbal medicine. So black walnut is one of my favorites. Oregano as well, I love. And one of the main components of oregano is an essential oil. So these are carvacrol and thymol. So these specific antifungal, antimicrobial properties of these essential oils in the oregano are fantastic. One study was done even on Staphylococcus aureus, and this has been effective with the oregano, as well as the antiviral properties in the oregano, which is fantastic. And it can also delay the viral disease progression. So this is why, yeah, we've heard a little bit about these things. If you've done your due diligence in the last couple of years and done a lot of research like I have, we know the effectiveness of some of these natural and very potent ingredients that Mother Nature gives to us, which is great. Now, the one sort of drawback caveat with oregano and taking oregano oil in the oil drop form is that it can be a little bit hard on your liver. So it's not usually something that I recommend. I usually like the whole herbal supplement of the oregano, not the essential oil just on its own. That can be a little bit harsh. You can use it topically, but I don't actually take it internally myself as the essential oil, as the drops of oregano oil. I don't do that internally. That's just my personal preference. And, you know, in working with my patients over the years, I prefer to use the whole herb. Okay. Now, another great herbal medicine to kill the parasites and bacteria, but also the eggs of parasites and the larvae, is cloves. So cloves are fantastic, and they have an aromatic phenolic compound called eugenol at usually 85%. And this has an antiseptic effect. It's antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, and antihelminthic, which means it kills bugs. It kills those intestinal worms and parasites. It actually can destroy the shell, so the outer shell of the worm, their eggs, and their larvae as well. So really important today, if you are just tuning in for the first time, this is the best part of the show coming up right now. It's quiz time. Today we did talk all about what your poop says about your health. I hope that you learned something new. I hope you didn't go anywhere. I hope you're not freaked out about all the bugs that I just showed you. But I think it's fantastic for us to be empowered with knowing that there are powerful ingredients from nature that can help us to kill off these pests and intestinal worms. Okay, so olive oil 197, you love? Okay, I'm so glad that you're here. Thank you for tuning in. Please share today's video, and thanks for all the love. 25K likes already. Oh my goodness, thank you. Hello on YouTube. We have Marie is here, and David is here as well, and Marmora and SQRL Friday. Nice to see you all. Thank you for tuning in today. Okay, quiz time. And remember, we're playing for this. So just do your best to answer the questions. I will be most impressed for those who, of course, who get the questions correct. And I know some of you that have followed me for a while now, you know where I draw my questions from. It's usually from the previous week's episode. But don't worry, if it's your first time here, just do your best to answer the questions. Everybody who even participates, we take a list of all of your names and we put you into a random selector. And this week we're playing for the Vita Detox from our great sponsors at Vita Tree. We thank them for supporting this program. Okay, are we ready, everyone? Brain Power 9, thank you for all the love. And for a lot of the questions, stay on TikTok and Instagram Live. I'll answer a few questions after we close the show, so don't go anywhere. Okay, question number one. Name one thing you can do every morning to improve your circadian rhythm. Name one thing you can do every morning to improve your circadian rhythm. Here we go. Aha, Melbird. Good answer, my love. Good job. Oh my goodness. Stacy M. Garcia, good job. Raina, good job. Anybody else? Here we go. Paula Jean, I like that answer too. Good, good, good. Gulami, I like that answer as well. I really like that answer, actually. Diva Organic has it, of course. Nadia, of course, on Instagram. Kay, good job. Chloe Waters, good job. I like your answers. Very, very good. Elsie Castles, nice to see you. Good job. Philly, yes. Ken, Juliana, good job. Olive oil, yes. Very, very good. Everlene, I like your answer as well. Chris Chili? Good, good, good. Donsal, hello. Yes, yes, yes. Good job. Panda May, good job. Stacy's Knee, good job. Whiskey Tango, Foxtrot, WTF, good job. Who else? Althea? Althea. Yes, good job, good job. Jamila, good job. Phi, of course, good job. Piley, yes, good. Good job. Okay, so here are my favorite answers. Of course, grounding. A lot of you said grounding. Looking at the early morning sunlight. Very important. I don't think anybody mentioned this one. Hans Vegas, hello, nice to see you. Somebody said walk the dog. I love that answer. Drink a lot of water. Yes, absolutely. Joe Relaxing says poop. Very good. Yes, usually first thing in the morning, depending on the circadian rhythm clock, around 8 a.m., 7:30 to 8 a.m., according to circadian rhythms. Yes. And my other answer was wake up at the same time every day, ideally without an alarm clock, but waking up with the sun as the light is coming up. Very important for setting your circadian rhythms. Okay, question number two, true or false? Shift workers should avoid caffeine in the last 4 hours of their shift. True or false? Shift workers should avoid caffeine in the last 4 hours of their shift. Miss Jenna Rose, yes. What is grounding? It's getting outside with bare feet on the earth first thing in the morning. Check out my YouTube videos on grounding. You'll learn a lot and it's really good. Okay, Melbird. Good job. Melbird's very quick today. I didn't fool anybody with this one. Olive oil, Gulami, Donsul, Raina is here. Hello, hello. Becky, who else? Kay, Grease, Piley, Christ Chili. I want to say it's Christ Chili, but is that correct how I'm pronouncing it? I'm so sorry if I totally mess up the pronunciation of your words. Okay, I'm so sorry. I've missed everybody here on Facebook. And Arletta, good job. Leah, good job on Facebook. V-Vault, good job. And David, Carla, Marie, everybody was right. Sorry, I missed your answers on YouTube. Somebody should have yelled at me. Sonia, who else? Arletta, good job. Nadia as well on Instagram. Juliana, Miss Jenna, Rose, Ren. There's so many people here. I can't keep up anymore. Mona, Pookie, her eyes. Pookie, your eyes. I like that. That's cool. Galami, good job, good job. Anybody? Ren, Harris, Stacy's Need. Hello, hello. Helen, P. Thomas, Becky, yes. Good job, everybody. So it's true. It's true. So yeah, you should, if you are a shift worker, avoid caffeine. Sophia also had it on Instagram. You should avoid the caffeine the last 4 hours of the shift, absolutely, for your circadian rhythms. Okay. Question number three. What time of day are the most calories burned? What time of day are the most calories burned? Is anybody paying attention? Here we go. Here we go. Good job, everyone. What time of day are the most calories burned? Good try. Good try. Good try. Good try. Raina's getting closer. Raina's getting closer. Specific time, please. Melbourne has it. Melbourne has it. Wow. Oh, Melbourne. Yes. Melbourne's like 3 for 3 and usually the first answer today. Good job, Melbourne. Very good student. Anybody else? George, yep, good try. Dawn, yeah, Donna, that's a good answer, actually. Reuben, or I'm looking for time of day, time of day. Olive oil. You've learned something today. I'm glad. Anybody else? Late. Oh, yes. Leah, good job. Oh, Arletta. Ooh. Wow. Arletta's like a good lead it into our next question. Very, very specifically. Arletta, good job. I'm like super impressed right now. Carla, good try. V-Vault, good try. And anybody else? Nadia said 3 to 7. Yeah, good job, Nadia and Arletta on Facebook. WTF need a name? Well, this is the Dr. Janine Show, so welcome. We're in the quiz section of the show. If you just take a stab at it, answering the questions. We're playing for a free detox supplement today. Make sure you're following Team Dr. J9. Okay, and we do this every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Hello? Somebody else on TikTok has what? Sorry? Oh, Precious has our answers as well. Nice. Thank you for the likes, guys. Thank you for sharing today's. Yeah, share with your friends right now. They have a chance for two more questions. We're almost at 30,000 likes on TikTok. Thanks, guys. Okay, the answer was 5 p.m. So this has been studied. What is the best time? So if you want to maximize your workout schedule, you want to burn extra fat, burn extra calories, ideally you're somewhat fasted working out at 5 p.m. You're going to get the most bang for your buck, but not everybody can work out at that time. But see how you feel by doing that. Your cardiovascular benefits are better at that time too. Okay, question number 4. True or false? For circadian rhythms, the best time to exercise is 3 to 7 p.m. Kind of gave it away, didn't I? But if you're just tuning in, you didn't hear what I just said 2 seconds ago. true or false for circadian rhythms, the best time to exercise is 3 to 7 p.m. This is too easy for everyone. Yes, of course. Good job, everyone. Olive oil, as well as Raina, Precious, Stacy's Need, Ren Harris, Mona Pukuri eyes. I like that. That's awesome. Anybody else? Arletta, good job. Sonia, good job. Anybody else? David, that was a good answer, actually, for the previous question. Once you're warmed up, it makes sense. Nadia has it. Patty, Diva Organic on Instagram Live. Good job, everyone. Juliana as well. Good job. Ken? Yeah, good job, everyone. Pylee, yes, good job. And JRW, nice to see you back. Good job. P. Thomas, Maggie, Helen, Christ Chili, did I say it correctly? Good try. K. Grease, and Raina, I think I did see it. Malbert, of course, was here as well. Good job. It's Pookie Rays. That's my mom. Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's your mom. Your mom's watching, Raina. Hello, Pookie Rays. Nice to see you. That's awesome. Awesome. It's great to have you here. Welcome. Okay. So yes, it is true. The best time to exercise for circadian rhythms is between 3 and 7 p.m. Ideally 5 p.m. for fat burning. Okay. Question number 5. Final question. Your last chance, everyone. So just do your best to participate. Here we go. For weight loss, which meal is best to skip? And we talked about this with intermittent fasting. So for weight loss, if you want to have more weight loss, which meal is best to skip when you're doing intermittent fasting? Anybody know the answer to this? Oh, wow. Look at this. Melbourne, good job. Hailey, good job. Anybody else? Ren Harris, good try. Miss Jenna Rose, Nadia has it on Instagram as well. Sonia, good try. Sonia and Aaliyah, good try. Good try. Carla, good try. I mean, good answer on YouTube. My Diva Organic has it as well on Instagram. Good job. I see a lot of knots. So correct answers, but good try, everyone. It doesn't matter. This is how you learn. You learn from your mistakes. Mary, Anastal, Brain Power 9, good answer. Patty has it as well. Good job. Christ Chili. And anybody else? Yeah, olive oil. Yep. Good job. Good job. WTF, need a name. That's good. Helen F, good job. JRW, good job. Stacy's Knee, good job. Raina, good job. Good job, everyone. So the aunt and Phi had it as well. K Grease. Juliana has it on Instagram. Paula 27, Marie, good job. Who else? Yes, Miss Jenna Rose, I like your answer on, is this on TikTok? Yes. Is that on TikTok? Oh, I'm seeing TikTok over here now. Wow. I got new tech behind the scenes. My team is like, this is amazing. Hello to everybody who's just tuning in on TikTok. It's nice to see you. I see you all streaming in. This is the Dr. Jeanine Show. We're at the quiz section of the show. We're playing for a prize. And this was our last question. So Arletta, good job. Leah, good try. So the answer was the last meal of the day. So some people call it supper. I call it dinner. Some people call it supper. I don't know. What's the difference? My dad calls it supper, I think. And I think I've always called it dinner. But the last meal of the day. So if you, for instance, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So the last one being dinner, the way that I pronounce or name the meals of the day, that's the one to skip. If you're trying to lose weight with intermittent fasting, just try it out. It's amazing. You will be hungry. I'm not denying that, but you will lose the weight more quickly and work out at maybe 5 p.m. A few little tweaks that you can do if you are wanting to lose weight before you're in your bikini in a couple months. Just saying. So everyone, thank you for tuning in today. Don't go anywhere on Instagram and TikTok. Stay with me. I will answer some questions really quickly. We have the after show tomorrow as well. If you do need to go right now, we do have the after show on TikTok tomorrow at 1 p.m. Excuse me. I will go through protocols again. But thank you for joining me today. I talked all about what your poop says about your health. This was part two. So if you missed any of the program, please go to the YouTube channel, Dr. Jeanine Baring ND, my YouTube channel. You'll be able to catch the whole episode and what we cover today. We do this every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure that you join us next week as well. If you do have more questions or comments, I'd love to hear from you. Please drop them in the comment section below. Be sure to share this video as well. And thank you for all the people who did share throughout the live today. That was fantastic. And I appreciate all the love that you gave me. So all the thumbs ups and all the gifts and all the hearts and the floating hearts that happened. I appreciate all of you. Thank you so much. If you're new to my channel, please subscribe and click that bell. And make sure that you click that bell on TikTok as well so that you're always notified of my lives. Everyone has a calling in life, and one of mine is to educate you how to live your life in tune and in line with nature. Thanks for watching today.